I love this song. It just like it reminds me of summer.
Boop, 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 boop.
Like, da, 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 one of the spirited skies. Yep. I feel like it's like a baseball movie song.
It definitely is.
It feels like it.
Yeah.
It's a great song. Welcome back to the Hammer Down Show on a Friday. Nearly finished with this episode. Our first one without Master Clayton.
Master Duff. The Duffy.
He'll be gone for a couple weeks, so it'll just be Stu and I piloting this ship. And now joining us starboard on this boat is Nate Barrett, the Purdue sideline analyst. Excuse me, Purdue basketball analyst. Co-host of the Purdue Boilermaker Sports Wrap. Nate, welcome into the show. How's it going today?
Hey, fellas. How are you?
We're good. We're just trying to make sure the boat doesn't crash without Clayton today.
Yeah, Dad's not here, so we're running wild right now.
What happened to him? Did he stay up too late watching the draft?
No, he's gone.
He's gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's out of here.
2 weeks?
I know.
He might come back in September. We're not sure.
We don't know. He just said bye, and it was a cloud of dust.
There's no way he's watching the NBA draft.
You know, for you guys got to get your time off now, because once we get into football season, it's go time.
It basically is. I mean, this past week with all these commits, we were going nuts over here.
Oh, you had to be. You can't. You know, and it's funny because, Stu, you know, it's been a little bit quiet, and yet it's just blown up for Purdue football this week in a great way. And to the point I was going to tell you guys, so I was at a function down the Purdue Club, had a gathering in Indy at Top Golf for their JPC membership, and like Rahm's going to come up, and he's going to talk. He's out in the hallway talking to recruits. I mean, the guy is on the gas all the time.
Well, why don't we talk a little Purdue football while we have you on? What do you think of these guys coming in? I know my favorite is the running back out of New York, Tyreek. What's his last name? Darn it, Tyreek.
Yeah, he's exciting.
Nelson? Tyreek. It's some.
Murphy.
To get a guy,
oh, Tyreek Murphy. There you go.
To get a guy from that part of the country. I mean, how many great Purdue players have come out of that part of the country?
Yeah,
we won't be talking very long.
No,
there are
no.
And so you know, then to get the quarterback out of New Jersey.
Yep.
That's a big deal. I mean, the momentum is there for Purdue football, and the chatter is there on a national basis. We know that, and you're seeing it in the results. And I mean, to hear the comparisons for him is maybe the most important QB recruit, you know, since Kyle Orton. That's high praise.
Oh yeah,
and having it come down between Purdue and Michigan State. I mean, that's exactly, you know, who you want to be battling with in the Big Ten if you're Purdue, is hearing your name in the final analysis with the Michigan State to the world. If that continues to happen, Purdue football is going to be in a very good spot.
And Nate, here's the thing: when we had all those guys on, it was, well, first of all, you know, go back to Tyreek, 30 offers, with some of those being Oregon, Texas A&M, Michigan, Michigan State, Nebraska. And these kids have all these offers, and as soon as they step on campus, they said they were sold. So it was like these coaches have been prepping and doing such a phenomenal job recruiting these guys. Then all of a sudden they get here, and like the game's over with. I mean, they're signing up. How awesome is that?
Yeah, how long has it been?
Oh, boy.
You could say that, if ever.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, it makes, you know, Coach Tiller and his staff look so impressive with what they were, you know, what they had at that time. And so, you know, Jeff and his staff are certainly using all the things that they have been given to their advantage in a big way. And, you know, you love the four-star guys, but as you know, Stu, I mean, Purdue's had some pretty darn good three-star people come through here too. And so that works. And especially because you know the type of kid that Jeff Brohm and his staff are going to recruit is going to fit with what Purdue's doing. So it's a huge week for Purdue football, and they just, yeah, I know you have to stay in the headlines now, but they just don't stay out of the headlines. I mean, we're you know, in the middle of summer, and you're still talking Purdue football.
Yep.
Practically all the time. And I know for a football guy, Stu, like you, that works.
staying relevant and having your name out there with these big recruits, them going down to New Orleans with Drew, these guys are doing everything right.
It's amazing.
Yeah, we're here chatting with Nate Barrett, Purdue basketball analyst, football analyst, everything analyst. We love your versatility. We love having you on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. So now let's talk a little bit about last night's draft. Did you think Carson was going to drop to the second round?
Well, everything that you were hearing was that if he was going to go in that first round, it probably could have been the Warriors there at 28. And they go with Jordan Poole out of Michigan, which Sporting News gives that pick a D in the grade. And you were kind of scratching your head on that one. No offense to Mr. Poole, but you're like, really? There? You know, and so, you know, then Carson, he edges out Bruno Fernando by one at 33, and then Bruno at 34 out of Maryland. You knew he would, you know, you knew he'd be in the mix somewhere along the way. But it was funny because you were watching with great interest. Of course, I'm, you know, about your age, Stu, and you remember Manute Bol. And
oh, then his son,
his son, Bol Bol, is like, you know, Jay Billis, number one available. And he keeps dropping.
I know.
And he keeps dropping.
I know.
And that poor kid, you know, they only invite like 24 guys to be there. And that poor kid's just sitting there and sitting there. And there's always got to be that guy, the last guy. But, you know, you felt bad for him as all these other guys are getting called up. But I think the unsung piece of the draft last night is that, okay, you know, draft's always interesting, and there's a lot of trades going on throughout the night. But the NBA, you know, has that little blackout period now till like July the 6th, and then you're going to see like free agency like you've never seen it before. And so many of these teams, you know, some are already making moves, but more of them are going to keep making huge moves. And you saw during the draft they flashed up that board of, you know, how many great players are going to be available as free agents. So, you know, and I obviously with the Warriors losing to Toronto, I mean, you know, the Warriors will be in the mix, probably like San Antonio was. They'll be in the mix for a long time, but they've been knocked off, and so there's blood in the water, if you will, and the Sharks are going to circle, and somebody that was, you know, on the outside looking in or, a low-level playoff team is going, you know what, if I make a couple good moves here, we're right in the mix and get ourselves in a conference championship series, and who knows what happens. So, I mean, you saw all these guys go last night, but how many of them, you know, including Carson has the quick trade last night to the Celtics, and then they're facing, you know, losing Kyrie and Horford, and there's going to be a ton of moves made in the next couple of weeks, and it's going to get very interesting.
And Nate, I got to ask you this. I want your opinion on this. You know, they go with the measurables, you know, how tall a guy is, and they kept saying he's long, he's long, he's long. I'm looking at this thing. First of all, me and Daniel were talking about, they had Carson Edwards listed as a point guard, which obviously he's not a point guard. So I go to shooting guards. Can you honestly sit here and tell me that there are seven shooting guards in the country better than Carson Edwards?
Well, it's tough to say, isn't it? Now, of course, after the NCAA performance, and we're biased, you come back to, I get where you're going, Stu, because you come back to, look, if I need a shot from anywhere fast, I think I'm putting it in that guy's hands over a lot of people. Now, I'm not saying we're going to get the best shot, and I'm not saying he's going to hit it every time, but we're going to get a shot, and I think his ability to score the ball is pretty darn special. And I think, you know, you wanted him to sneak in that first round, yet he's worked hard on his game, and there'll be a little chip there for him to impress the people and really keep working at it. And let's face it, you know, I was listening to it last night on the radio a bit early before they picked Zion, and, you know, 1 through 5 are pretty well locked down, but you get past 6 or 7, nobody knows exactly what, you know, what's going to happen. And then, you know, they flash up some of these guys that have been a 40th, 49th, 50th pick that have ended up making a difference in this league. So, you know, we always go back to Breeze in the NFL, and Drew goes as the first pick of the second round, and he's going to go down as one of the top 3 or 4 quarterbacks that ever played the game in the history of it. And so it is, they do the best they can, but it's darn near impossible to measure the heart on that person. And Steph Curry's a great example of that, too.
chatting with Nate Barrett here on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Nate, the co-host of Boilermaker Sports Wrap, Purdue basketball analyst. And we were talking about this last segment, Nate. Do you think that if Carson doesn't have that fantastic NCAA tournament, do you think there's a chance he would have gone undrafted?
Well, I think you look at Carson had a tough end to the regular season, right? I think we would all agree with that. And it seemed some days like maybe defenses were figuring out some things to do to stifle him, and then he comes back with that incredible performance. Let's say this. Him at 33, that tournament moved him up. How many spots, it's hard to say. But it definitely made a difference. I mean, you could probably argue guys moved him up 10 spots.
Yeah, I mean, I think that brings up a good point. But again, it's just funny how, and I kind of, when I go back to the long thing, kind of goes back to the 40-yard dash. I think there's just so much emphasis put on that. You may have a player who is just a player. He goes out there, he makes plays, but he's not running the four or fives. But yet they take a guy who's a four or five guy who can't play football. You know, it drives me nuts.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's where you get back to Carson. I mean, we all know, you know, better than any fan base, you know, he's going to take a bad shot here and there, but he's a shooter. But if he locks into the zone, and Purdue fans can still remember the first time they ever saw him do it, I think it was in Illinois, when he locks in, I mean, he's pure deadly. And, you know, if he can show him some things, he'll be in the summer action, I'm sure, out there in Vegas. And, you know, somebody's going to have a need for him. That's the other thing. Just hanging around, being around, there's going to be injuries. That's unfortunate, but there just are. And somewhere along the way, whether it's for the Celtics or if he gets traded again, somebody's going to have need of this guy. You remember Vinnie Johnson, the microwave.
Absolutely.
I mean, when I think about Carson, you know, I just say, you know, Vinnie never started, but Vinnie got off that bench for the Pistons, and buddy, he could score in a hurry. And if Carson could get in the right situation where he gets that opportunity off the bench, and they just go, get in there and score us some points. Our offense is stagnant. Get out there and do something, kid. He's capable. And not everybody is. I mean, not everybody can get their own shot to the degree that he can and drive down on you. So, you know, he'll have to keep working on his defense, which helped Etuan kind of get the career blossoming the way he has. But they now have plenty of film to see what he's capable of doing. And your gut is he's going to make it, guys. That's the gut.
All right. Thanks so much for the gut and everything else, Nate.
Man, I'm taking him for ribs next week. Have a great weekend, guys.
I can't
wait. Thank you.
Oh, it was fun talking to Nate Barrett, the Purdue basketball analyst, co-host.